my message kind of goes into correlation with what, of course, Pastor Deb said part of it, of what the Lord really laid on my heart. I graduated from high school in 1982. At that time, I was attending a Baptist church. I became a Christian at 15, was attending the Baptist church, and we had the hymns, and I still felt God's presence. And then someone invited me to go to this Christian coffee house in New Orleans. I got there that night, and there was a charismatic Catholic group singing. And I was mesmerized because I sensed something that I had never sensed before. And it really was a moving of the Holy Spirit. And I'm saying that to say, let God take you out of your culture. Let him take you out of your box. Let him take you out of the way you were raised. And let him really let you worship the way you're supposed to worship. It really is cultural. And I know some things here, flags, for example. They have flags. And sometimes people say, that's distracting to me. Then close your eyes. Unless you understand what's taking place, it is distracting. If you don't understand, this is really a symbol of what God is doing. And that needs to be taught, and we're going to start teaching on some of those things. I'm saying that for a reason. Don't hold on to the old. Let God do the new. Amen? That's just what we call a baker's dozen, a lagniappe. There is a time in the Old Testament where they had what they called feasts. There were seven of them in the Jewish history. Really, they were celebrations. So it was different feasts that went throughout the year, and it signified different things. You know about Passover. You've heard about Passover, right? That's a feast. The one that was taking place when the scripture was said was the Feast of the Tabernacles. Now, the Feast of Tabernacle really was meant to give a foreshadow of God's kingdom coming, that it was a temporary place right now, but that he would come and he would dwell with his people. They were looking for the Messiah. That's really what this was pointing toward. So in this passage, you have to kind of understand that they're talking about Jesus, really, when they're talking about who's coming. So it says this. He's talking to the priest. And you shall take for yourself on the first day the first of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs or branches of the willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. So he's telling this to the priest to come in basically to the tabernacle with two types of branches, palm branches and willow branches. Now, what do you think of when you think of a palm tree? Any beach. Da 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 da. Right, you're on the beach. You think of, oh, it's nice, it's calm, it's cool, it's cool. And then, what do you think of when you think of a willow tree, a weeping willow? Shade. But a lot of times, they kind of weep. They kind of weep on you. Have you ever been underneath a weeping willow? You can actually feel tears fall. They're also very invasive, the roots, because when we had our old house in Stockbridge, they planted a tree, you know, I guess according to every subdivision's laws, you have to have a tree. So they planted a weeping willow in the very front of our house. And one of our friends who is a contractor said, the first thing you do is get rid of that tree, because those roots will go right into your pipe and your plumbing because it seeks out water and it's going to cause you problems in the future. There's two types of trees. There are palm trees. And then there's the willow trees. So he's saying, take the palm branches and come to worship me with the palm and also with the willow. That sounds kind of strange, unless you kind of look at it analogy. In our life, there are those palm times. The beach. Woo, yes, I'm excited. Palm branches. It's a great day. And then there's times when there's the weeping. And you have to realize that that has nothing to do with you being out of God's will when you are in either one of these places. A lot of times people think you have to be palm branches waving and praising. That is not the case. Every day of your life is not going to be happy. I beg your pardon, I didn't promise you a rose garden, right? There's going to be some rain sometime. But that doesn't mean you're out of God's will. But this scripture tells us to come before God with both the palms and the willows. So the reaction is supposed to be the same, whether it's good times or bad times. And that's really to go before God. So palm trees, they represented victory, prosperity, joy, and goodness. That's why they waved palm branches when Jesus came into, we had Palm Sunday, when they came into the city. They were also on coins and on the walls of important buildings. They would actually have the emblem of the palm. Victory, prosperity, goodness. Have you ever been in that place? How many of you today are waving palm branches? Half the church. How many of you are waving willow branches today? It's okay. There are sometimes times in our life when we have those willow times, but the reaction is going to be the same. You still bring them to God in worship. It goes contrary to what most people think. You bring your sad times and your pain and your sickness to him in worship. King Solomon had palm branches carved in the walls and doors of the temple, so it represented God's temple. Those, the willow trees, weeping, distress, times of need. Now, we make a bigger deal about our willow trees than our palm trees. I know this because I have Facebook. And when I look at Facebook, you might have one willow in your life, and for a week, you're going to talk about that willow. We have a secret group. For those of you who are not a member of it, let me know if you want to be, where we put prayer requests and things. But I would so love to see more palm branches in there than willows. Every day, it's always willow, willow, willow. Oh, I'm having a hard day. Help me with this. And sometimes, we just have to say, you know what? I'm having a hard day, but God, you're still on the throne. Now, I like to read Blake's posts in Facebook because you really wave the palm branch a lot. He gives God glory and he just thanks God. I love that. But often, the only time God can get our attention is when we are in trouble, which explains why we stay in a crisis mode over and over. I might say that one more time. Often, the only time God can get our attention is when we are in trouble, which explains why we stay in crisis after crisis. Ever see people that are just drama? It's just drama all the time? Because they don't know anything else. My husband comes from a very negative family. So whenever something good was going to happen or something would happen, he'd say, oh, but what about, when is this going to happen? He would forget about the whole blessing part and the weeping part would come right there. I see people nudging each other, so I'll get there. But it's easy to focus on the negative instead of the positive. So your best friends are getting together and you see that. And instead of saying, oh, that's awesome that God brought these two together. I guess I'll be single the rest of my life. I hear that. But you can't be happy for somebody else without being negative. And it's not something you do by thinking about it. It's something that you do because you have just been trained that way to focus on the negative. Some of you think God will not bless you without hurting you. He will not give you good things without making you hurt. That is not God. That's your flesh. That is not God. It's a lie of the enemy. God wants to bless you. How many of you have kids here? Is it your goal to hurt him? No. You would do everything in your power to protect him. There are times when he gets older that you may have to discipline him, but it does not mean you want to hurt him. Never, never, never. There's always a reason behind it. So if you're faithful to the willows, God will bring you to the palms. You can still bring those things that have come and hurt, that hurt. When Ed had cancer, we didn't just cry. We did. But we also went before God with it and said, you know what? We have a need. We believe you for healing, but we're still bringing those willows to you. And praise God. Look what he did. Back to the palm. We make a big deal about the willows, but we forget about the palm. Do me a favor, would you just lift your hands for a second? So these are your palms, the inside of your palms. So I want you to think about when you're praising God, his goodness, his mercy, what he's done in our life. That's really what we're saying. God, it's all about you. It's all about you. These are the palms. We're instructed to worship with them. You can put your palms down. Willow days do not mean that you're out of God's will. In Philippians 4:12, it says this, Paul, I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much as with little. I found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whether I have, whether I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. For those who like the King James, it's I'm content in any state. Learn to be content even when things are going bad in our life. He goes on to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall sometimes be in my mouth. What does it say? Continually be in my mouth. And I love the way the message puts it. I will bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with his praise. That's good, huh? My lungs expand with God's praise. Every chance I get, I want to praise him. When I was going to the group called Spirit Fest, it was a conference. They roomed me with different people. I was, I was really young then. It was a LGBT Christian conference that I went to. And I didn't know anybody. I just knew I had to go to this conference. Kind of like GCN. This is way before GCN. So I said, I'm going to go to this conference. And when I got there, I said, I don't know anybody. But I can share a room. And they're like, well, there is a couple of people. And she had somebody on there. She goes, no. I need to put you with Lonnie. And so I meet this Lonnie, this African-American guy that is just a blessing. A ball of blessing is what I called him. Now, he was very sick. He had a hard time walking, and every step he took, he said, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. As he'd walk into church, God, I thank you. Every word coming out of his mouth was praise. He's like you. It was coming out every word, and yet he's struggling to even walk. That was such an example for me, and it's really what it's about. Even with our willows, we can praise him. Psalm 103:4, we know this one. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. David is telling his soul, bless God. Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. Then he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And he says, forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with the loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. Now listen to it in the message. O my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I bless his holy name. O my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, every one. He heals your diseases, every one. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. That's good. That's why you look so good. Amen. That's why you look so young. It is true. When you praise God, there is a difference in you. Start using your palms to praise him. It's going to make a difference. And then this one says, Psalm 103, God makes everything come out right. He puts victims back on their feet. He is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He is rich in love and doesn't endlessly nag and scold nor hold grudges. He doesn't treat us as our sin deserve, nor pay us back in full for our wrongs. As high as heaven is over the earth, so strong is his love to those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, he has separated us from our sins. I love that last part. That last part, as far as the east is from the west, because there are no east and west poles. Like a north pole, south pole, if you keep going north, you hit the north pole, and you're going to start going south. There is no east pole. So every second of the day, every minute of the day, my sin is even further away from me. And that's because of what he did on the cross. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I don't know what you're going through, but weeping may happen right now, but his joy comes in the morning. As far as the palms, this is one of my favorite parts of it. It says, after I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count. From every nation, tribe, people, language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, they were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. He's talking about the saints in glory. They're still waving those palm branches in their hands. There are so many things I could tell you about the palms of my life. And some of you don't even know the willows in our life. You look at other people and you say, oh, wow, they have a great relationship. But you don't know the willows that they've went through. You see, we see the palms, and we don't realize the struggles people have gone through to get there. You look at you and Charles. I performed your wedding. That's how I met you. They came in here. It's so funny. If you know Kathy, she just tells you who, like it is. There is nothing... No filter. It's a good filter. But she's very, she just tells you, she said, we chose your church because you're cheap. She said, we went on the website, we need to get married, and you guys are cheap. And she said, so they're in here, they're looking around, and she sits a picture, she says, you guys like gay people in here? That's what she says. I said, yeah, by the way, I'm gay. And she's like, oh, cool, Charles, they're gay, we need to start coming here. That's what she said. She says, we have all kinds of gay friends that we can't take to church with us. But you don't know before what she's gone through and the things that happened. God has taken everything from the past and used it for his glory. Now she counsels so many addicts over and over again. Like she has, come and you have, who knows, because there's always somebody else. You don't understand that God still will take a situation that looks like it's a willow and you can still make it a palm. Because of him, not because of us. We don't have to do anything but let him do that through us. He takes our weaknesses and makes them our strengths. He takes those, our little, and makes it a lot. He takes who we are in death and raises us to newness of life to walk with him for his glory. Because he is worthy of praise. If you say, Pastor Keith, I really don't have a lot to praise God about, I'm going to say, I don't think that's the truth. How many of you know your alphabet? A, he's almighty. B, he's a bright and morning star. C, he's the creator. D, he's deliverer. E, he's eternal. F, he's your father. G, he is good. H, he's your healer. I, he's immortal. J, he's Jesus. K, the King of Kings. L, the Lord of Lords. M, he's merciful. N, never far away. O, omnipotent. P, he is full of peace. Q, quick to hear. R, redeemer. S, savior and sovereign. T, he's the truth. U, he's unstoppable, unchangeable. V, he's the victory. W, he's the way, the truth, and the life. X, he gives you x-ray vision to see into the enemy's plans. Y, he yearns for us to praise him. And Z, he's zealous in his love for us. So there is 26 reasons to praise him and more. What I want this church to begin to do is to really start understanding that our willows can praise him just as much as our palms can praise him. It's okay to have willows in your life. It's normal to have willows in your life. There are two extremes, but those are the two places that we still can meet God in our life. As you go through trials, and you're going through a time right now, in that situation, God still can minister to you, and you can still take it to God. When I was in an Exodus group years ago, that did not work, by the way, there was a guy there that wrote a song, and it said, all my wounds cry alleluia, and all my bruises honor you. So I know you have wounds, but let them cry alleluia. I know you have bruises, even from the church, but let those honor God, because he is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of our adoration. You were built to worship him. You were built to honor him. You were built to go before him and stand before him for his glory, the word says, and for his pleasure. Paul and Silas, they were in the middle of prison praising God. Let me tell you, that's when it really gets down to your relationship with him. I mean, praising God, they were in prison for doing a good thing. I mean, they were preaching the gospel and they were put in prison. But through that praise, those doors flew open and the jailer was saved. Amen. Would you stand with me for a second? In that prison, you had Paul and you had Silas in their stocks, chained. And in that prison, everything that they had done for Jesus' sake was now causing them to be in that prison. I don't think they did this to get out of prison. This is just who they were. In those times of that prison, they began to praise God. And it says that they sang songs, and it was at midnight that they began to praise him, and that's when the doors began to shake and the doors flew open. So midnight really is the starting of the dawn. So if you're going through a time of Willow right now, it's okay. Just present it before God and begin to praise him through it. Just lay before at his feet and begin to praise him through it, and he's going to see you through it. I'm going to open one more time for prayer if you want prayer, but we're going to do a little bit different. We're going to present our needs through praise. So how do we do that, Pastor Keith? I'll show you. So we're going to praise God that he's our healer. Father, we thank you that you're my healer. I thank you that you bore your stripes on the cross for me. I thank you that healing flows from your body, and I am now healed because of that. Pastor Keith, I've lost my job. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. And we begin to praise through those times. That's how you take the willows and praise before him. My marriage is being destroyed. He's still the peace. I thank you, Father, that you are the peace that passes all understanding. Whatever you're going through. So if you need prayer, come up, but we're going to do the praise through it.
We adore you. Teach our hearts in the good times and the bad, with the willows and the palms, to lift our heart to you, to lift our praise to you, to lift our words to you every day, good or bad. Because you are redeeming every single bit of it. Even the worst of days, you redeem. And usually you make them the best of days when we look back on it. Hallelujah. Teach us to worship. Teach us to praise, Holy Spirit. We love you. We love you. Y'all have a wonderful week. We love you so much. Hallelujah. What a great day.